FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A manhunt's underway for those behind a suspected cash-in-transit hit near Maritzburg. A man was shot dead on the R56 last night. Newswatch's Nishara Sothiel reports.
Emergency first responders say they arrived at the scene to find chaos, multiple vehicles, some hit with bullets and others involved in collisions, were scattered over some distance along the route near Richmond. A taxi passenger who was caught in the crossfire had been shot and died at the scene. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says six other people, including guards from the cash van, were treated for various injuries and rushed to hospital. The area was cordoned off last night and the entire R56 was closed as police launched an investigation. Nushera Sudhial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The search for clues in the murder of Wits student Olerato Monkgale has led crime intelligence teams to Durban. They've discovered a car believed to have been used by the 30-year-old's killers at a panel beater's workshop in Phoenix. Monkgale was fetched from her complex in Johannesburg on Sunday afternoon for a date. Her body was found less than 2 hours later in Lombardy West. The National Police's Atlende Marte says the anti-kidnapping unit tracked the suspects from a lodge in Joburg's Q area to the home of one of the men in KwaMashu.
The suspect's vehicle was later found at a panel beater workshop in Phoenix, Durban. Upon inspection by SAPS forensic experts, traces of blood was found inside the vehicle. An elderly man believed to be the owner of the vehicle has been arrested, but we are looking for two men believed to have been directly involved in the murder of Olerato.
Mata says the focus is now on finding them.
We are looking for Fezile Ngubane and Philage Nkosi Sibongo Kuhle Makhanya. The pair is considered to be dangerous and members of the public are cautioned not to come near them.
Civil action group Alta believes the suspension of Road Accident Fund CEO Collins Letswalo was long overdue.
There have been enough irregularities reported on, been a lot of financial mismanagement, unexplained questions around staff matters, suspension of staff that get in the way of challenging Mr. Letswalo and corruption and other matters.
Organizations went juvenile there. Letswalo was placed on precautionary suspension amid a special investigating unit probe into claims of financial misconduct. The SIU revealed last month that it's looking into allegations surrounding the irregular employment of executives working with Letswalo. It says its investigation is in its final stage. And the Palestinian ambassador to the UN is broken down in tears as he called for urgent action to help children starving in Gaza. Yesterday, officials in the enclave said that several people were killed and 48 others injured outside an aid center run by a joint US-Israel group. Their allegations it's being used as a tool of control, but Israel says it was set up to stop Hamas from stealing aid. Speaking at the UN, Palestinian ambassador Riyad Mansour made an emotional plea.
I have grandchildren. I know what they mean to their families. And to see the situation of the Palestinians without us having hearts to do something is beyond the ability of any normal human being.
Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees, Maritzburg 27, Richards Bay 28. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, a former world number two, Ons Jabeur, has criticized the organizers of the French Open for snubbing women's tennis. Chelsea win the Conference League and Arsenal agree terms with Real Sociedad for midfielder Martin Zubimendi.